I'm Brick Ryder for the Virginia Voice. Our guest today is Lisa Davey, Home Care Director for Jewish Family Services out on Patterson Avenue. Welcome to Virginia Voice.
Thank you so much for having me.
I assume at this time of year that one of the things that JFS is very hard working at, flu shots.
Absolutely. It's that time of year again.
It is. What does JFS do for flu?
We offer flu shots out in the community, to the business community, and to the public at large at our offices, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. Come drop into the office anytime, no waiting, for a flu and or pneumonia shot.
People say flu shot can give you the flu. True
no,
or false?
No. Absolutely false. And that is one of the biggest myths that go on with flu shots. I think what happens is because there is a very rare side effect of a low-grade fever or body aches for 1 to 2 days. It's very rare, but for some people who that occurs to, they think it's the flu because mm-hmm. those are flu-like symptoms.
Yeah.
And how it's different, obviously, is one, it's very short-term. It lasts 1 to 2 days. And Advil or Tylenol, something like that, takes those symptoms away. When it's the flu, it's full-blown. It's all the upper respiratory symptoms also, as well as those two side effects.
Well, that's about the only side effect I've ever heard of from getting a flu shot is that maybe one day I'm not feeling comfortable
right.
kind of stuff.
And again, it's very rare. A sore arm is about the biggest, most common
yeah.
side effect there is
mm-hmm.
because the flu vaccine is attenuated, meaning it is a killed virus. There's no way that the vaccine can actually cause the disease itself.
Your administration of these flu shots takes place where?
At our office, mainly,
mm-hmm.
but we also go out to different businesses and different public sites throughout the community. We can be able to set up a clinic there at an office building or at an assisted living. We also want to make sure that those individuals that cannot leave their home still get their flu shots. So we would be willing and able to come out to a person's home and give them their flu shot, too. So by calling our office, no matter where you are, we can make sure you get your flu shot.
What number do we use?
Our main number, 282-5402, is our line to the home care office.
So that's the number to call if you need to get a shot and you have to get it at home.
Or you want to set it up, or you want to drop by our office and just want more information.
Is there anybody who shouldn't get a flu shot?
There are a few people. Individuals who have had severe reactions to a vaccine before probably shouldn't get it again. One, if it doesn't make you feel good the first time and you have a severe reaction, then it's probably best not to. Anyone who with an allergy to eggs should not get a flu
mm-hmm.
shot. And that's because the vaccine is actually incubated in chicken eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So an allergy to chicken feathers or things like that. You should talk to their doctor. There may be still an opportunity for them to get a flu shot, but it really should be at the physician's discretion.
Now, you got the shot, but in rare cases, you sometimes still get the flu.
Yes. It does happen. And that's because the flu vaccine for a normal healthy person lasts an entire year. We get flu shots at this time of the year because we want the vaccine to be at its peak performance, which is going to be in the first 3 to 4 months. It doesn't mean it stops acting after that time. It's just at its peak performance. And we start seeing influenza the last part of December, and it could be as late as the first part of April.
Oh, really?
It can be. In some years, it has been that late. Every year is a little bit different and has a little bit different characteristics to the flu season, but that's why October and November are the prime times to get your flu shot. Because remember, it does take 2 weeks for the vaccine to be up and running or
to be effective.
Exactly.
Your so your body needs 2 weeks to get this stuff throughout it so that you don't get the flu.
Correct.
If you do get the flu after the shot or without having the shot, is there really any difference? Is it just the same old regular lousy flu?
Typically, if you've gotten a flu shot and you do get influenza disease, it is a lesser degree. So it may be shorter duration. It may not be to the severe state that if you had not gotten a flu shot. There are ways to test for flu now. And it's important that if you start having the flu-like symptoms, the upper respiratory, not the nausea and vomiting, but the respiratory symptoms, coughing, severe headache, fever, all those kind of sniffly things all together, so, you know, where you're feeling miserable, get to the doctor right away. They can swab your nose to make sure it's flu, and they can give you something to stop that flu from getting worse. If they get it in time, the first few days of those symptoms, they can there are medications that can be prescribed to kind of put a stop to it.
Now, I seem to remember that we've had different kinds of flu. There was the Asian flu, and there was, I don't remember the names of them all. These are what, just different strains of normal flu, if there is
exactly, and that's why we have to have a shot every year. The virus mutates, or it changes over the years, mm-hmm. over the course of the year. And so the Center for Disease Control, they kind of collect them all. They see which ones are going to be the most virulent and the most problematic for our area, and they devise a vaccine against those strains. This year, there are, they always have interesting names, too. We have Solomon Islands, Wisconsin, and Malaysia.
Get your pick.
Every year, it's always interesting to see which one, what the names are going to be.
Is there anything about a flu shot that affects me in travel? I mean, can I get a flu shot and still go overseas, for instance?
Oh, yes. And in fact, there are instances, if you were going to, say, for instance, Asia or China, in later on in the year, that you would maybe want to get a flu shot. Because remember, on the other side of the world, they may be experiencing flu at a different time of year.
And they may not have Wisconsin.
That's right.
They may have Shanghai or somebody else's on the way. Okay, that's flu. Now let's talk bigger. Tell me about JFS.
JFS is a phenomenal organization that has been around since 1849. It's a full-service social organization, meaning we have a whole bunch of different pieces to the agency that we can service this community in many different ways. My role at JFS is within the home care department, which is skilled nursing, physical therapy, occupational therapy, personal care services, all those things that a typical home care agency would have, and we can service all of those needs. JFS also has different services, one of which is fairly new. It's called We Care, and it is a program designed to assist with parents that may be overwhelmed or have multiple children or some issue in the home that they need an extra pair of hands to help with their children, usually on a short-term basis, but it can be ongoing. And there's different levels of that service also. That's all directed by a registered nurse and overseen to do all of the training and all of those pieces. The other pieces of JFS include counseling, care management services.
Are these free or is there a fee?
Some of the services have subsidized funding. We are a United Way agency. Mm-hmm. We do receive funding from different sources at different times of the year and different amounts for different things. We do have some grant programs that we offer services through. And so therefore we're able to, on some of those services, for instance personal care, to subsidize the hourly rate for individuals, and that's based on income.
So your first question is, how can I help you? And your second question is, how are we going to pay for this? And you help them go through that labyrinth of what it is you have
Correct.
At JFS to be able to offset some of the costs in providing this necessary service.
Right. We do take many different forms of insurances, Medicare, all of the commercial insurances, mm-hmm. and we work with the individual. We are a nonprofit organization here to make sure that we meet the needs of the community first. And they've been doing that for a very, very long time in a very quality, wonderful way.
About how many clients are there in home care at JFS?
In home care, we have about 60 clients total mm-hmm. In our personal care, skilled care services. We are a smaller size organization, which I believe is just wonderful. All of our nurses and our therapists and our aides are in a very tight-knit group that talk on a regular basis to really think through and work through the issues that are occurring in the client's homes and what they're dealing with, and come up with sometimes very creative ways to make sure that individual stays in a safe, comfortable home that with quality services.
So the home care folks really would prefer you staying in your home.
That's what we're here for. For as long as possible, we want to make sure that we are able to provide the services or arrange to have the services in the home until it becomes at a time where it's not safe any longer, or there are other circumstances which makes it necessary to assist that client to move elsewhere.
Now, in previous interviews that I've done with some folks from your organization, they've talked about helping people paying their bills. That mm-hmm. doesn't sound like that's under your rubric.
It's not under my direction, but it's just down the hallway, and it is part of our care management services, which has evolved over time to be this just phenomenal service that, again, allows individuals to stay in home. A quick example would be maybe a child, an adult child, living out of state, comes home, finds their mom or dad, not in the situation that they like them to be. Maybe there's not enough food in the house. Maybe the house is not clean like they thought it would. Maybe they're seeing some mental dementia issues. Maybe they're seeing bills laying around the house. And they need to go back home to take care of their own lives, but they are worried about their parents. That's one of the ways that we could step in, offer some things like bill paying, where our staff takes care of those issues and make sure that the bills are paid on time, brings in personal care services, brings in maybe Meals on Wheels, whatever types of services that would allow that family to stay where they are for as long as they are, or for as long as they can.
And then there obviously then has to be some kind of follow-up with that child who came.
Exactly. And wouldn't that be a peace of mind, knowing that someone, a care manager, back home close to their parents, were in contact with them and could tell them when things start to deteriorate or inform them of different things that are occurring in the home?
With this myriad of services, the best way to really get into JFS and the things that it could do for you is what? Call the office and say, come talk to me?
Come talk to me. Give me some information. Send me some information. Visit the website, www.jfsrichmond. There's lots of information there. Just calling us up and saying, I'm not sure what I need, but I think I have some needs, and letting some of our staff work through that with them.
We've been talking with Lisa Davey, Home Care Director of JFS. I'm Rick Ryder for the Virginia Voice.